This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. America's NATO allies are scrambling to evacuate their citizens from Afghanistan amid the U.S. military withdrawal from the country and the collapse of the Afghan government. Many European officials have voiced fears that the Taliban takeover will increase the risk of terrorism and renew an influx of refugees into Europe. Britain and other NATO allies began evacuating their citizens on Sunday, along with hundreds of Afghan citizens who worked alongside them. France, Germany, Spain, and Italy are also operating evacuation flights after U.S. troops reasserted control of the airport Monday following chaotic scenes over the weekend. Several European states are expected soon to outline their emergency asylum programs for interpreters and other Afghan nationals who worked alongside NATO troops and civilians over the past two decades. Those Afghans are now seen as particularly at risk of Taliban reprisals. The White House has acknowledged that the Taliban had amassed a significant amount of U.S. military equipment after seizing control of Afghanistan. Pictures and videos have shown the Taliban with firearms that Pentagon troops used or provided to the Afghan National Security Forces. They've also been photographed with Black Hawk attack helicopters and other equipment at the Kandahar airport. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters Tuesday that the U.S. doesn't have complete knowledge of where every piece of equipment has gone, but he said, quote, certainly a fair amount of it has fallen into the hands of the Taliban. He said he does not expect that equipment will be returned to the United States. Sullivan said losing control of millions of dollars worth of equipment is one of the difficult choices a president faces. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Council is to hold a special session next week on the situation in Afghanistan to address serious human rights concerns after the Taliban takeover, this according to a United Nations statement on Tuesday. Pakistan requested the meeting. Nearly 90 other countries are supporting the move. Authorities in Haiti have raised the death toll from Saturday's 7.2 magnitude earthquake to 1,941. Days after the earthquake hit, Tropical Depression Grace brought heavy rains and strong winds to the country late on Monday. Grace has strengthened back into a tropical storm as it moves away from Haiti. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Grace could still drop up to 38 centimeters of rain on southern Haiti through the end of Tuesday, increasing the threat to flash floods and mudslides among earth and rubble already displaced by the earthquake. Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam said Tuesday organizations that cross what she called red lines and disregarded national security should disband, and the government will not hesitate to cut ties with professional groups that turn political. Authorities are conducting an ongoing crackdown on dissent in the city, arresting pro-democracy leaders and activists as Beijing seeks to keep Hong Kong in line after months of mass anti-government protests in 2019. Lam made her comments after the Civil Human Rights Front, known for organizing annual July 1st protests and a key organizer of some of the biggest political protests in 2019, said on Sunday it could no longer operate due to the imprisonment of its convener, Figo Chan, and a loss of members. Malaysia's king has begun the process of selecting a new prime minister to succeed Muhyiddin Yassin and lead the country out of political crisis. King Abdullah summoned the leaders of six political parties to the royal palace Tuesday, including the longtime opposition leader. The king also called on all lawmakers in the 222-seat parliament to submit the name of the person they want to become prime minister. Malaysia's king is a ceremonial figurehead, but he appoints the person he believes has the support of the majority of lawmakers. Muhyiddin and his cabinet resigned Monday after just 17 months in office. It was the shortest tenure of any prime minister in Malaysia's history. He said he was stepping down because he had lost the support of the majority of lawmakers. And New York City's vaccine mandate took effect on Tuesday, requiring anyone 12 or older who enters restaurants, fitness centers, entertainment venues, and other businesses to show proof of vaccination against COVID-19. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.